Back in the day, city dwellers from Washington, D.C. to Richmond would escape the heat to a river house. Many built cottages along the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries in the northern neck and middle peninsula of Virginia. They still come to boat, fish, jet ski, and go to local restaurants and shops, injecting money into the rural communities here. There's a saying, if you're lucky enough to live by the water, you're lucky enough. Just ask Adair Wallerstein, a young Richmond professional.
My parents purchased their river house before I was born, and I've grown up down here on the Rappahannock River, and for 28 years we've been coming down here.
We can walk around a little bit more.
Yeah,
as she talks, workers are raising her house 9 feet. Over the years, many of the old rustic cottages along the Rappahannock have been replaced by bigger ones that are elevated above the floodplain. The neighborhood waterfront is armored with bulkheading and other barriers in an effort to keep the water back. Homes overlook a deep, wide part of the river not far from the Chesapeake Bay. Barges glide by, loaded with grain. Just 2 doors down from Wallerstein are Teresa Moore and her husband, Floyd. Like Wallerstein, she grew up vacationing here. A real estate agent, her love of the place sounds like a pitch, but she echoes homeowners throughout the Tidewater.
I mean, we have the most spectacular location ever. Seriously, and I'm not exaggerating.
In these low-lying Essex County neighborhoods of Shellfield and Fort Lowry, rain-puddled roads divide swamp from houses that line the river on the opposite side. Some so close their docks are at their door. Ask anyone lucky enough to live here, and they'll tell you at least one storm story. The yardstick storm they measure by is 2003's Hurricane Isabel. Moore moved here 9 months before Isabel. She remembers the night before the storm struck, when she and her husband were evacuating and a local farmer stopped them. His yardstick? Hurricane Hazel in 1954.
He said, I'm telling you, he said, we're going to get this one. So Floyd and I are driving back in the pickup truck, and we didn't say a word. I'll never forget this. We never said a word. And he said, it was devastating.
Most stayed, but the elderly couple in the house between the Moores and Wallersteins never returned. They sold to someone else, lucky enough, to be there, despite the flood risk. Ernesto, Sandy, Matthew came with damaging nor'easters in between. Some neighbors use insurance money to raise their homes, others turned to FEMA. It took 3 years before the Moores, Wallersteins, and 2 other neighbors received a FEMA grant to elevate their houses. Each will pay 25% of the cost, and FEMA pays the rest. With costs running into $100,000, it's not cheap. And they describe the grant process as long and grueling. But all are determined to stay. And more keep coming.
I've got realtors that are very good friends of mine on the Northern Neck, and they have 7 to 12 deals in a week.
In the next report, we look at central Shenandoah Valley, hit by a deluge of floods this summer. From Essex County, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.